listening to the Murray Claims Podcast from Grigger & Jung LLP, solicitors and estate agents in Forres and Elgin, Murray. Today's topic is the issue of accessing your medical records, and specifically copies of your medical records. We'll look at that from the point of view of personal injury claims, but it is a subject which has a much wider application than that. Can he really play? Heavens no, he never played a note in his life. That's the caption accompanying what is reckoned to be one of the most copied advertisements in history. The headline? They laughed when I sat down at the piano, but when I started to play... This 1927 newspaper masterpiece by John Caples has become a prime example of how to sell to people by tapping into their emotional desires through storytelling. The long-form advertisement was to promote a free book entitled Music Lessons in Your Own Home. Even the legendary comedian Bob Monkhouse copied the format for one of his best gags. When I first said I wanted to be a comedian, everybody laughed. They're not laughing now. Copying other style can apply whether you're writing an advertisement or a joke. Copying can also apply to medical records, and that's what we're looking at in this podcast today. We'll consider three questions relating to medical records in personal injury claims. Firstly, why do you need copies of medical records? Secondly, which records do you need copied? And finally, how do you go about getting copies of your records and how much will it cost? So, why do you need copies of your medical records for a personal injury claim? If you're a solicitor who helps injured people claim compensation, you'll work out the value of most personal injury claims using a medical report as the starting point. The medical expert who prepares the report needs two main ingredients. Firstly, information from an examination of the injured person, and secondly, relevant details from the person's medical records. The expert takes these raw materials, analyses them, and then weaves them into the form of a report. The medical examination also allows the expert to assess things like continuing loss of mobility, tenderness that there may be at the area of the injury site, subjective pain levels of the injured person, and the medical records allow the expert to see things like how soon after the accident did the injured person first seek medical attention, what were their symptoms at that time, how does that compare to their symptoms now in nature and severity, how often have they had to return for medical treatment since the accident in relation to symptoms which may be related to the accident? How often have they had medical treatment generally since the accident, whether that was for accident-related symptoms or not? What ongoing treatment does the person have, if any, relating to symptoms from the accident? Does the person have any relevant pre-accident medical history? For example, pre-accident back problems in someone who injured their back in an accident which forms the subject matter of the claim. Which medical records need to be recovered? The medical records will usually include some hospital records dating from the time of the accident onwards. Apart from that, the expert will usually expect to see the injured person's GP records. There can be arguments about whether GP records should only be recovered from the date of the accident or whether it should be permissible to get them for the pre-accident period as well. Typically, if you're claiming for future losses as well as past losses, your pre-accident medical records will be relevant and should be recovered. Other medical records, for example, records of physiotherapy or osteopathy, may be relevant too. If in doubt, it's best to recover these records and let the expert see them as well. How do you go about getting hold of all these records so you can send them to the medical expert? You need to complete a consent form. with details including your full name, address, date of birth, date of the accident, and the names and addresses of all relevant medical practitioners. As part of the notes accompanying this particular podcast, there is a link to the GDPR recommended consent form as published on the website of the Law Society of Scotland. In Grampian Health Board area, where we are, prior to the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, coming into effect in May 2018, the Health Board normally asked for an initial payment of £10 as a search fee for records. If there was a substantial number of records to be produced, there was then a subsequent fee of £40, in other words, a total of £50. Likewise with GP practices, although the charge in an individual case might be less than £50, the regime before GDPR put a cap on charges for copying GP records at £50, including postage. The system has changed due to GDPR, and on the whole it's cheaper than before to get hold of your medical records. Under GDPR, the rule is that initial access must be provided free of charge, including postage costs. The only qualification is where the request is considered to be manifestly unfounded or excessive, in which case a reasonable fee can be charged by the record holder. It seems that GP practices in particular are finding it difficult to get to grips with the new requirements under GDPR, and we continue to get regular requests for payment for copies of records. As we've said, the basic rule is that no charge can be made. So when will a request be regarded as manifestly unfounded or excessive? There is some guidance provided on the British Medical Association on their website. One example given is where the request is repetitive. In that case, access could be refused or a fee could be charged. However, there's little further explanation given by the GDPR authorities. The BMA's advice is that it would be sensible to assume that it is a high threshold to be overcome for something to be manifestly unfounded or excessive. In other words, they shouldn't be allowed to charge you a fee very often, if ever. The BMA takes the view that requests should be refused on this basis only where the facts are particularly extreme. This is also the BMA's advice in relation to charging for access to records. The UK regulator under GDPR is the Information Commissioner's Office, or ICO, and their guidance also suggests that a request will only be manifestly unfounded or excessive in fairly extreme circumstances. One example they give is where the person making the request makes it clear that they are only requesting the information in order to cause disruption to the organisation, or if the person making the request makes completely unsubstantiated allegations against the controller of the information. According to the ICO, if the requester has some form of genuine intention in obtaining their information, it's unlikely that the request can be criticised as being manifestly unfounded. On that basis, it's difficult to see how a request for medical records against a background of a personal injury claim could be viewed as anything other than reasonable. In one of the situations we've encountered, there had been multiple requests for access to GP records, but the previous requests were not made by the patient personally. Instead, they were made by a medical agency instructed by the third-party insurers at a time when the injured person was representing their own interests in relation to their claim, and they had not yet instructed a solicitor. In any case, the previous occasions when the records had been obtained were before May 2018, and so it could not reasonably be argued that the GDPR criteria could apply. It was not a repetitive request under GDPR. Presumably, as the previous requests were pre-May 2018, the GP practice would have been able to charge a fee for providing the copy records on those occasions anyway. So what should you do if you're not happy with the response you get to a request under GDPR for your copy medical records? You should give the information holder an opportunity to comply with your request, but if you're not getting anywhere, you shouldn't hesitate to make a complaint to the Information Commissioner's Office. The relevant complaint form is available on their website together with guidance, and there is a link to that in the notes relating to this particular podcast. What should you do if you're a GP? Well, there's no doubt that GDPR puts an additional burden on GPs and health boards in requiring provision of copy records without payment of any fee, where previously at least a modest fee was recoverable. We would recommend GP practices to make sure that they're properly charging for things which are chargeable. For example, where there has been a request for a medical report, as opposed to access to medical records, a fee can still be charged. From a cash flow point of view, you should make sure that any fee you're charging is payable up front and not only after you have sent out the report to the recipient. So let's now move to a summary of what we've discussed in this particular podcast. If you need to recover your medical records for just about any reason, you should be able to do that free of charge as a result of GDPR. The only circumstances where a records holder will be able to charge a fee to you or even refuse to provide the records is if you're in some way being extremely awkward or deliberately obtuse and unreasonable in requesting your records. So is this no fee situation a good idea? We have a lot of sympathy with medical records holders under the new system. The previous regime was not perfect, but they were able to charge a fee for copying the records. The £50 maximum that applied might be a reasonable fee or a poor fee in the circumstances, depending on the number of pages that had to be copied. But on average, it was perhaps fairer than this new system is. Ironically, that provides another link to Bob Monkhouse, as he famously asked, when the inventor of the drawing board messed things up, what did he go back to? In the meantime, under this new no-fees system, don't let anyone charge you for access to your medical records. If they try to do that and they won't be swayed from charging, you know where your next stop should be, the ICO. They laughed when I asked for copies of my medical records free of charge. Well, they won't be laughing if you have to report the record holder to the Information Commissioner's Office. How can we help in all this? Well, we hope that based on what's contained in this podcast, when you need to get copies of your medical records, no matter what the reason, you'll be aware of some of the potholes to avoid, especially financial outlays. Please contact us if you have any questions about any matter we've discussed, or about any aspect of our personal injury claims services. You can call our accredited specialist personal injury solicitors on 01343 544077 or send us a free online inquiry via this website. You can get a free case assessment from us by either route.